Track number 13, continued from text 49, chapter 16. So at least please consider, are you also responsible for the cause of Kaliya's nature?
किसी के हिंसक वृत्ति में को नाग पत्नियों की बात की दलील भगवान को देनी चाहिए कि आप
दिस डज नॉट मीन दैट द पीपल दीज डेज स्टार्ट टॉकिंग लाइक कालियाज वाइव्स एंड पुट ऑल द ब्लेम ऑन कृष्णा दैट यू आर एक्चुअली मेकिंग
करा रहे हैं लेकिन
यू आर एक्चुअली मेकिंग अस डू एवरीथिंग कैन नॉट से लाइक दैट
सिर धूर देंगे खूब अच्छी तरह से
You are making us do like this, then one day also he'll smash your heads very nicely.
Good day.
Actually, the faults that the living entities have, it's their own fault. If somebody thinks that at the time of creation the Lord gives the nature of that living entity like they are getting so they give he's giving actually the same nature that they had before the dissolution before the last body was finished on his own he does not give a new nature therefore it's not the Lord's fault Just like one example comes in my mind. Somebody is going traveling in a plane on a flight, so he has some luggage. He puts this on the luggage. So suppose he has a very bad looking baggage or whatever he has.
और वहाँ जब पहुँचते हैं
so,
पर,
when he reaches the destination, he will get the same bag.
तो स्वयं ही बताते हैं बैगेज क्लेम करो
So they tell you baggage claim and you have to match your ticket, get the same baggage that you came with.
उसका अपना अपना तो जो
Everyone will have their own baggage.
उसमें सरकार कोई दोषी नहीं है
Then you cannot blame the airlines that the other person has a nice bag and I have an old one.
So,
the Lord is giving everyone the same baggage that they went inside at the time of dissolution. Same baggage comes out and you have the same baggage. He is in sleeping and new creation is made. So everyone comes out with the same baggage they went in with. Same karma. Same sanskar. So there's no fault of the Lord. The Nagpatnis are saying, so whatever his baggage was, after all you reached it to him. Still they're trying to blame him and get some mercy to get their husband released.
जीवों के जो संस्कार हैं उसमें आपके लिए इस दृष्टि से
सो माय डियर लॉर्ड लुक एट इट फ्रॉम दिस पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू दैट डिफरेंट लिविंग एंटिटीज हैव देयर डिफरेंट नेचर सो यू आर आल्सो यू हैव सम रिस्पांसिबिलिटी सो कंसीडरिंग दिस प्लीज लेट आवर हस्बैंड गो इफ यू थिंक दैट यू हैव सम ऑफेंस इन दिस वी थिंक दैट यू हैव सम रिस्पांसिबिलिटी So if you think so too, please be merciful to our husband. Please forgive him for what he has done. Very nice way of talking. They're saying, Amog Vihara, that your playful activities are impeccable. So... On those statements of Kaliya's wives, Krishna may question, so I am doing those activities that you are blaming me for, so am I doing the wrong thing by making creation?
No, your vihara, srishti, adi, is absolutely sarthak. बिल्कुल सफल है ये.
दे सेइंग अमोघ विहारा दैट नो माय डियर लॉर्ड व्हाटएवर यू आर डूइंग आर योर प्लेफुल एक्टिविटीज विच आर इम्पेकेबल अमोघ विहारा.
हित के लिए जीवा बिल्कुल उचित है.
It's for the benefit of the living entity. It's actually impeccable. If they have their karma and if they don't get a chance to come out, and then that is also not right. So at the time of creation, the time of when they get their bodies, so that is a rightful thing. Just like same, exactly the same as how when the living entities are sleeping and when they're awake. To stay awake is better than keep staying asleep. Little bit of sleep and then stay and then wake up and do your activities.
वैसे ही कम देर तक सृष्टि सस्पेंड रहे वही ठीक है. सृष्टि चलनी.
Therefore, if the creation is suspended in your body after annihilation, forever, that is not proper. So the creation should continue, and the living entities should get a chance again to get their bodies.
भगवान कृपा करके सृष्टि करते हैं.
So by his mercy, he does. He creates. Not that he will put them to sleep and they stay like dead bodies. The Lord does not like this. He wants to give them a chance to come out and perform activities. So Amog Vihar, they're saying Amog Vihar means one that does not go waste.
Impeccable.
When the Lord does creation, maintenance and annihilation, this is a very nice arrangement of the Lord, and it is successful. Amog Vihar. He takes a very great risk to such a great creation, universes, to create them and take care of, maintain all the living entities.
Duniya banana banake chalana Prabhu ka kaam hai.
To create and then to maintain is the job of Lord Vishnu. The creation is unlimitedly big. If we just consider every day for every living entity's food, humans, animals, demigods, he has arranged for every living entity to eat. Where is it all coming from? Who can supply so much? The Lord, he has already decided such a big stock from before the creation. It's created out of the earth, the dirt. The Lord does not even get involved. He does not even do anything or come to see how it is all going. Very rarely he comes when Lord Brahma goes and offer prayers and the things are really bad. Then he has to come. There is no question of the Lord enjoying here. This is not a place for his enjoyment. It's called Amog Vihar, text
49.
The wives of Kaliya, they're not trying to find faults in the Lord's creation. Therefore, at the end of that shloka, they're saying Amog Vihara. Some foolish people, they challenge like this. Why did Lord make this creation? What was the need? We're just suffering.
क्या जरूरत है बनाने की, बनाया ही नहीं होता.
What was the need for him to make? He should not have made. They say like that.
बनाने वाले
They sing songs like that. Oh, a creator of this world, why did you make this world? What was in your mind? What were you thinking?
क्या तुम्हारे मन में हुआ है, क्यों बनाए हो? दुनिया बनाने वाला अनी है, उसके मन में कुछ भी नहीं समाया.
The creator has nothing in his mind. He has made this for us because we want to be here and enjoy.
कोई स्नेहवान पिता अपने पुत्र हो.
Just like an affectionate father may wake up his children and say, wake up, take shower, go to school, go to work.
वैसे भगवान जगा देते हैं.
In the same way, the Lord wakes us up and He creates.
Samichaya.
Very nice a word, Amog Vihar. Sanichaya. Sorry, Samichaya. When the Lord creates, He does not have to think hard or He does not have to work very hard. Samikshaya, just by His glance, He acts. Here there is the word Samikshaya. Sam means not with so much anxiety and stress that He is looking, how will this be created. With Ananda He glances. Maya Dakshina Prakriti. Just He gives a glance. Is there anybody in this world, some kind of leader or a Mahatma, that He just looks and everything gets done? If somebody did like that, then all the construction workers, builders, they will die without food.
किसी को सिद्धि हो जाए ऐसा कि सब जगह घुमा करे और लोग उसको पैसा दे कर दिखवाया करके देख तो हमारे चाहिए.
If somebody had this siddhi that he was walks around and people give him money, can you just glance here that my warehouse and office gets built, and just by his glance it gets built. Nothing, nobody can do.
आश्रम खड़ा होने की बात छोड़ दीजिए.
What to speak of putting up a building by his glance? Not even a leaf can come out. He just glances and the whole universe just gets manifest.
यह देखने की शक्ति भगवान मछली को दी है.
This, to have a glance like this, the Lord has given some power to fish.
यह अपने अंडे को देख करके पूछते हैं.
The fish, he or she just glances at their eggs and their eggs will just grow, flourish.
और कछुआ अपने अंडे को संकल्प द्वारा पोष देता है मन से.
And he is given some of this energy, shakti, to tortoise. Tortoise does not even have to glance. He would just, by sankalp, through his mind, he'll just think about his eggs, and the eggs will become nourished and they'll grow. And the birds, they would shelter their, they would make their eggs grow by putting their wings on it. They just put their wings on their eggs and they move their wing affectionately and the eggs they grow. Just see, the Lord has given this shakti to the fish that they can glance at their eggs and the eggs will grow. So how much he has the shakti that he just glances and the whole universe is created. This is so easy to understand. Those who are astic, who believe in God, who believe in scriptures, they can understand this very easily. They will accept this quality of the Lord. They will not unnecessarily question or argue. When he was present on this planet Earth, Mother Kunti she said to him that this land of Hastinapur, this river, this ocean, these trees, they are simply growing just because of your glands. That time they didn't need any water or any fertilizer, nothing. Only Lord Krishna will walk around in an area and the whole area would immediately become green and lush with all the crops and everything growing nicely. The trees would give sweet ripe fruit, there'll be so much nice water in the rivers, and the oceans will just spit out jewels. Just by him looking at them, Mother Kunti says like this, the queen of that land, she has seen with her own eyes that just by Krishna's glance, all these things are growing. Everyone is sukhi. She's crying that you will go away and everything will again fall apart. Their bad days will come. Therefore, please don't leave. Mother Kunti is saying. There is power in the Lord's glance. Therefore, every day should make it a rule that we will come and stand in front of the Lord and receive His merciful glance. When He will see us with His glance, then we will be happy and prosperous and healthy and Krishna conscious. For us we want that our body should be healthy and we can do devotional service to Krishna. That is the prosperity for the devotees. So there is so much power in the Lord's glance. Samikshaya is the word here in text 49. The whole universe is present because of your glance. Sometimes it is said that simply from his mind, just some sankalpa, that this creation comes into being. He does not even have to open his eyes and glance, but for the Lord to think and to look is the same thing. Because in Krishna himself and his mind and his glance or his nails or his body, all is the same. For us, the mind and intelligence, eyes, everything is different. Back is different, arm is different. But for the Lord, it's all chit vastu. It's all the same. His glance is the same as his mind, and inside, outside, everything is Krishna. Therefore, whether you say he created by his glance or his mind, it's the same.
सकल इंद्रिय वृत्तिमंती अंगान जितने भी अंग हैं
मींस सकल इंद्रिय ऑल इज इंद्रियस ऑल इज अंगस
उन प्रत्येक अंग में सकल इंद्रिय वृत्ति है
ईच इज अंग हैज सकल इंद्रिय वृत्ति ईच हिज इंद्रिय इज हैज ऑल द इंद्रियस वर्किंग
ऐसे पांच इंद्रिय वृत्ति है मुख्य रूप से ज्ञान के.
यूजली फॉर ज्ञान फॉर नॉलेज वी हैव फाइव इंद्रियाज
तो है.
एंड देयर मोर
सुनना सुनना
जस्ट लाइक हियरिंग सीइंग स्मेलिंग.
तो भगवान की सारी इंद्रियां सकल इंद्रिय वृत्ति मानती.
So the Lord's all his indriyas can do the work of all the indriyas. Vritti means function.
Palayanti chiran kalayati karte gina na sahaj karke jaganti.
Chiran means since anadi kal, since a time immemorial.
Jeev samuhani athva brahmandani.
Jaganti has two meanings.
इस प्रकार की भगवान की इंद्रियां.
इन दिस वे दिस इज लॉर्ड्स इंद्रियस.
हम लोग गाते
एवरी डे वी सिंग लॉर्ड्स नेल कैन सी कैन टेस्ट कैन हियर एज मच एज द आईज एंड ईयर्स कैन.
कोई कम नहीं.
नॉट एनी लेस.
हम लोग तो आंख बंद कर रहे हैं तो नख क्या देखेगा.
एंड इफ वी क्लोज आवर आईज द नेल कैन नॉट सी एनी थिंग. The eyes, eyes work, our finger or the nail cannot do. The tongue's work, the ear cannot do.
दाल में ज्यादा नमक पड़ गया है तो दाल को एक बर्तन से दूसरे में ढालेंगे तो क्या आवाज से कान पता चला लेगा कि नमक ज्यादा है.
If the dal has too much salt and if we transfer the dal from one pot to another, an ear can hear, but can the ear tell if there's not much salt?
नहीं चल सकता.
इट्स नॉट पॉसिबल.
जिह्वा की वृत्ति है रस लेना, कान की वृत्ति है श्रवण करना, लेकिन भगवान के समस्त अंग सकल इंद्रिय वृत्ति
द लॉर्ड्स ऑल हिज
सारे अंग समस्त इंद्रिय वृत्ति से जुड़े.
इंद्रियस आर द सेम.
वही जगत की सृष्टि करते हैं
एंड ही इज द पर्सन हु क्रिएट्स एंड मेंटेन्स.
सोचते हैं बस.
He either sees or he thinks and it's done.
भगवान ने सोचा कि संसार हो जाएगा. Let there be a world.
Prabhupada, many times he said, when the Lord thinks he wants to create, let there be creation and it's created.
हो गया इतना इतना अनंत जीव सारा समान है.
Full of unlimited living entities and everything they need.
Shanta utmud jonaya shanta priyaste yadna vitum satam sthatuschate dharm paripsayah.
Text number
50.
First word tasyaivate. Such a lord indeed. As many universes that there are, as many living entities, it's your tanu. Tanu means it has come from you. So all the living entities and all the universes are your body. Because they have come from you. In those living entities, some are shanta, in the mode of goodness. Some are ashanta, in mode of passion, and mura, they are in the mode of ignorance. They have all come from you, they are all your bodies. And yes, those who are in the mode of goodness are more dear to you.
Shanta priyaste.
They're saying shanta priyaste. Those who are shanta in mode of goodness, they are priya to you.
और उस पर भी इस समय जो आप अवतार लिए हैं तो सताम धर्म परीक्षया.
On top of that, the अवतार that you have taken at this time,
भक्तों के धर्म की रक्षा के लिए.
You are here to protect the devotees' dharma.
Bhakti lakshana dharma. Lakshana dharma.
What is devotees' dharma? It's bhakti lakshana dharma.
Bhakti sikhane ke liye, bhakti batane ke liye, paripsaya ka arth uski raksha ke liye.
To teach bhakti, to give bhakti, and to protect bhakti.
Abhyas karane ke liye. आप इस जगत में अवतार लिए,
यू हैव कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड,
सृष्टि करतु आप सृष्टि किए हैं, अवतार लिए हैं इस लेकर के, तो
यू क्रिएट दिस यूनिवर्स सिंपली बाय योर संकल्प एंड वंस इन अ व्हाइल यू अपीयर
जनों के भक्तों के धर्म की रक्षा के लिए इस समय,
टू प्रोटेक्ट द धर्म ऑफ द डिवोटीज स्पेशली एट दिस टाइम,
भक्ति के प्रचार के लिए आप अवतार लिए हैं,
सो द धर्म ऑफ डिवोटीज इज टू बी कंपैशनेट टू ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज,
लिए आप अवतार लिए, इसलिए भी आप अवतार लिए,
एंड टू प्रीच दैट धर्म यू हैव अपीयर्ड इन दिस वे,
इसलिए भी आप क्षमा करें हमारे पति को,
सो इन दिस वे बिकॉज ऑफ दिस रीजन ऑल्सो प्लीज फॉरगिव आवर हस्बैंड,
हाथ जोड़ करके कह रही हैं, अपराध सकृत भर्तृ शुद्धय स्व प्रजाकृत,
एंड दे आर फोल्डिंग हैंड्स, दे आर सेइंग
भर्तार के द्वारा, स्वामी के द्वारा,
टेक्स्ट 51 एज बीइंग स्वामी,
विश्वास है कि भगवान अभी मार,
एटलीस्ट वंस प्लीज योर डिपेंडेंस यू फॉरगिव हिम, एज योर डिपेंडेंस एटलीस्ट वंस जस्ट फॉरगिव हिम, because there's so much in anxiety that he keeps smashing their heads, if he does that one more time our husband will die,
ek baar kshama kijiye,
please just once you forgive him,
agar phir inki yahi aadat rahe to us samay bhale maar dijiyega, lekin
if you think that he will continue to do these cruel acts, then if you like you can kill him, but just once please let him live, they're saying in text 51 Sakrit, just once please, Bhatra, by the master, you are the master, you should tolerate this offense. They are saying, Swa Praja, seeing us as your own subjects, please just once forgive him. Shodhavya, use the word Shodhavya means should be tolerated. Just like a father, he will tolerate his son. The son might make mistakes or make offenses, the father should tolerate.
Krit ka arth yahan keval ek hi baar nahi hota hai, matlab
krit here swa praja krit means not just once but once, twice, three, four times you should tolerate. They're calling their husband mudasya, our husband was muda, he was a foolish one who did not understand you, and he did not understand your friends and your animals, calves and cows. O deity of peacefulness, please forgive him, please do anugraha. First, in the beginning of their prayers they said, you have done a great anugraha, you have not done nigraha. Now they're saying again, please do anugraha to our husband. Anugraha in this verse means you have given yourself, which is anugraha, but please also let his body live. Don't give too much mercy that you kill him.
Pati ko maar denge to ya theek nahi,
if you kill our husbands how will we live,
is par anugraha kijiye, tyag raha hai pranam tyajati,
he is, text 52, prana tyajati, he is just about to lose his life. They are calling their husband Pannagaha, the serpent, means they have no feet. He has a body who slithers, he does not have, he cannot walk, and he is just about to give up his life. This body to us snakes is enough of a punishment that we have to slither our whole body to move. We have no arms and legs. Then they point to themselves and they say, Strinam, we are istris, we are women. The women, we women are not independent, we are depending on him. You have made us like this, so we cannot live without our husbands. Therefore, please consider us also, being merciful to us also. Please let our husband live. They are giving so many reasons for Krishna to become extra kind and not kill Kaliya. Suppose you think that our husband is way too much sinful and he is not fitting to have your mercy, to be let alive, then at least look at us women. Be merciful to us. What will happen to us? Sadhu Soshanam, the sadhus, the saintly persons who always are merciful to women. They always pity women. Everywhere women are shown more mercy. Even today you see the government takes care of single mothers. This is necessary. Good people always are showing mercy to women. Pati prana pradiyatam. Just please give us our husband. He is our life and soul. And please be so merciful that see how all his heads are busted and he looks very dead, no energy. Please be merciful to make his body okay again. In other words, give him back to us with a healthy body. Not that you give him back to us in alive, but 10 years he has to be in the hospital. Not like that. Our dear Lord, please quickly be merciful. He is going to die. It looks like he is going to lose his life any moment. Suppose Krishna says, so I should let your husband go so he can keep killing others? Are you saying that let him live so everyone else in Vrindavan can die? My cows had died, my friends had died, so in the same way, if they keep coming to drink water, they will keep dying? Then they say no. Text number 53. We are your servant. You please give us orders. Whatever you say, we will do. We are your dasis. Whatever you say, we will do. If you think that we all should not live here because if we live here, then all your janas, your friends and animals, everyone, birds, etc. are suffering, then we will move from here. Whatever you say, we will do. We will not force you to let us live here. To give us your order, whatever you say we will do, means please give order. We will not let him to do anything that you don't want us to do. That any person certainly who faithfully execute your order with Shraddha, with faith, it is known that he is automatically freed from all fear. Here the word fear means they were afraid of Garuda. In other words, if according to your order we do what you want us to do, then we will not have to fear Garuda. Even if you send us out of here, Garuda will not harm us. Whoever follows your instructions becomes Vaikunthavasi. He has no more anxiety. His Nagpatni said, whatever you say, we will do. Wherever you say, we will go and live. But please let our dear husband live. He is about to die any moment. Please, quickly, quickly, be merciful. So, in this way, when for a long time Kaliya's wives were praying, then Krishna gave a chance for Kaliya to speak. Shri Shukha Avacha. Then in this way, when the Nagapatnis, Kaliya's wives, praise the Lord in so nicely, then the Lord let Kaliya go. But he was, Krishna was still on his hoods, and Kaliya was enjoying having Krishna on his hoods. But the Lord stopped bashing his hoods with his foot. He had become a murchit, unconscious, by his head's being crushed because of angri kutanai, by the striking of Krishna's feet. When Krishna was beating his feet, he was beating his feet very hard on Krishna's heads. Just like sometimes you see in Ukhal, the village women, they have a stone, long stick made of stone, and they have grains inside the Ukhal, and they bang it and bash it with that stone long stick to crush the seeds. It was a little bit like that. Here the word Kutan, text 54. For this reason, he was Murchitam. He was unconscious. So when the Lord stopped striking his feet, he got a little strength to speak. Slowly he got some strength. Text 55. Now slowly his vital force and senses started to work. Without any medicine or treatment, he started to regain his vital force and his energy. He started to see from his eyes, he started to hear, and he started to be able to speak something. And his breathing started again. Prati labdh indriya prana. Slowly. In a very painful condition, he folded his hands, Kritanjali, and he started to speak to Lord Shri Krishna in a very humble way. Kritanjali word itself shows that Kaliya has become humble. He came in his real swarup, and he, as if he folded his hands, or in humble submission. In other words, he came, he got his swarup as a beautiful demigod. Or one acharya says Krishna is still standing on his hood, and he is folding his hands, having the form of a demigod. Or another acharya is saying that Krishna may have come down on the top of the water. And the Brajavasis, they were watching all this and hearing all these prayers. Then Kaliya spoke.
Vayam khalaha sahotpatya tamasa dirghamanyavaha वयम उत्पत्त्याय वखला.
Thalia says, us serpents, from our very birth, we are cruel.
Oh, हमने कोई कुसंग करके या बाद में आदत बिगाड़ करके.
Our ignorant nature.
खराब नहीं किया.
We were born like that. It's not that we were good when we were born and with bad association we became like this. This is our ignorant nature that we were born with.
Us
snakes, from very birth we are ignorant nature and we are constantly angry. We keep anger in our mind for a long, long time. So what to do
with...
We are born with this. So we are born with this. It means that one who has given us birth, he has given us this. In other words, he is telling Krishna, you gave us birth and you have given us this nature. What can I do? You are the Lord of the universe, you are Nath. So we are Asat Graha. The unreal and impure we accept. That is our nature. To be envious of someone and to be angry with someone, to kill, to bite, to harm, that is Asat nature. Unreal and impure.
मनुष्य चाहे तो सदग्रह हो सकता है, जो अच्छी चीजें उसको पकड़ेगा.
In this world, the मनुष्य, human beings, they want, they can be sat, they can grab the good nature, pure.
काम नहीं आएगा इस कारण से.
When he takes to Krishna consciousness, he will not accept so much unreal and impure asat. He will not get so angry and he will not be so cruel. But if his nature is cruel, then his nature makes him take hold of mode of ignorance. Therefore he is angry, envious. And text 57, Tvaya Srishtam Idam Vishwam. You are the supreme creator. It is you who generates this universe. All the arrangements of the material modes is created by you. Just like we see in this world, when a building is made, some other contractor comes and he does the electrical work. Some other contractor does the flooring work, like that. There are so many things, and different people contract to do different things in one building that is being built. So it's not that you created this world and Lord Shiva came and made our nature. Everything you did, even the nature you have given to us. Suppose Krishna says, I did not create, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj, I am only 6 years old. I'm Gopa, I just graze the cows. He says Dhata. He says, you are the father of Brahma. I already know and I recognize you. Why do you talk like that? Kaliya says in text 57, O Supreme Creator, you generate this universe.
And
according to various arrangements of the material modes, you manifest various kinds of personalities, different kinds of species, different kinds of sensory perception, different kinds of strength, all different kinds of mothers and fathers, different kind of bodily forms, different mentalities. all the creation is different. Even if you look at the water creatures, some fish are very long, some are round. Even in humans, there's so many different varieties of humans. Some are totally black and some are totally white. Some are like this, some are like that. Different kinds. You have made all different varieties. And it is very difficult for us to give up our natures. As if Lord says, so what are you trying to say? So Kaliya says, so he's trying to say whether one is a khal, cruel person, bad, you are the cause. Bhavani karanam tatra. You are the karana of everything. You made me a snake. Snake has this nature of being angry and poisonous. You are the cause. I am the cause. I don't know. Then Kaliya says, Sarveshwar. You are Sarvagya, you are Jagadishwara, you know everything. Don't act so innocent. Again and again, you made everything. You are the cause, whether you kill me, you kick me more, whether you save me, what can I do? Whether you want to save me or kill me, where will I go? You do whatever you like, because you are independent. That was text 59. So please arrange for us whatever you consider proper, whether it be mercy or punishment. One devotee wrote a letter to another, I have made a mistake. Please, I have come to ask for forgiveness. Please forgive me, but actually it wasn't my fault, it was all your fault. Still I'm asking for forgiveness. Text number 60. Sri Shukadev Uvacha. The Lord, for special reasons, He comes as, or looking like an, who was, He comes acting the role of a human being in Vrindavan to perform His pastimes freely. Or He may have thought so many other things to do, like He may have thought of preaching in Ramanak Dweep, where Kaliya came from. He might have thought, I'm going to send some devotees there. This Kaliya, he'll go and preach over there. Whatever it was. So the Lord says, Natra stham tvaya sarpa. Hey sarpa, hey snake, you cannot stay here.
Tumko yahan nahi rehna chahiye.
Any longer.
Swayam hi bol rahe.
Kaliya said, whether you do nigraha, anugraha, mercy or punishment, whatever you want to do, please do. So Lord is doing on Himself what He wants to do. He is telling Him now. He did not say, I will do whatever you order me to do and I ask for forgiveness. The Lord said, look, you should not live here anymore. Samudram yahi. As if He asked, if you don't want me to live here, so where should I live? He wasn't asking as if he wants to know. So Krishna is replying. Lord Himself says, Samudram Yahi, go to the ocean.
Samudram Yahi. कालिये फिर भी चुप था अथवा कुछ मनोभाव भंग से पूछा होगा कि कौप जाए.
कालिया वाज स्टिल क्वाइट एज इफ फ्रॉम हिज फीलिंग्स ही वाज आस्किंग व्हेन डू यू वांट मी टू गो. यू आर रिजर्विंग मी अ सीट फॉर व्हेन.
भगवान कहते हैं सर पर तुम तो बहुत तेज सरक करके चलते हो, इसलिए जाने में प्रयास नहीं है.
द लॉर्ड सेड योर सरपा मीन्स You move very quickly. It would not be hard for you. Go. Machiram. Don't delay. Go quickly. As soon as you can go, pack up your stuff and go immediately. He had a lot of jewels, he had a lot of stuff. He had created his own little city under there. Something very important the Lord is saying in this text 62. Previously, in text 60, he said, go back to the ocean immediately by your children, with your children, wives and other relatives and friends. And let this river be enjoyed by cows and humans. Then he says, if a mortal being attentively remembers my command to you to leave Vrindavan and go to the ocean and narrates this account at sunrise and sunset, he will never be afraid of you. One very important point Lord is saying in text number 62, that one should observe a fast and duly worship and remember me. So when we hear Bhagavatam, it is very good if we can do this before we eat, before we have our meal. Usually we have our Bhagavatam class before breakfast, but sometimes they arrange for the program after meals. So that is not the right time. So in the future, we should remember Upasya. One should do without eating when we hear. Here Archana means any of nine forms of bhakti. He said, after you leave, people will take bath here and they'll offer water to demigods and forefathers. They will worship the Lord, do bhajan. They will, without eating, they will worship and remember me. And then he will surely become free from all sinful reactions. After all, a human being suffers because of his past sinful reactions. So all his sinful reactions will be finished. Persons will come and offer water from this Kaliya's lake to the demigods and to their ancestors and worship the Lord and thus become free from sins. So we should take bath there and offer prayers. Both times he's using the word jalai. So with the water one should offer to me, or one should offer the waters to demigods and ancestors. One should offer to their ancestors and make them satisfied. Demigods and ancestors expect that we offer them some holy water. When they see that someone is taking bath in holy place, they expect that this person will offer me water. But devotees these days, they have become such pure devotees that they don't have time to offer water to their ancestors. Or they will have time to sit in the restaurant for 2 hours and eat. But they do not have what? They do not have time to offer water to the demigods and ancestors. These are to be understood when Lord Ram went to the forest and his father passed away. In Triveni, he was offering water to the sun god. And offering prayers that his father may be all well. Like this, he's offering. When Bharat is taking bath, he's offering water to the sun god and praying that my love for Lord Ram ever increase. This is the Lord's words you're hearing here.